Cool fact, a crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Also, you can get health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. UnitedHealthcare short-term insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
The Chaser Report is recorded on Gadigal land.
Striving for mediocrity in a world of excellence, this is the Chaser Report.
Hello and welcome to the Chaser Report for Tuesday the 13th of September. I'm Charles Firth and with me today is Andrew Hansen.
Andrew Hansen is in the building or in the podcast in any case, yes.
Now, Andrew, how depressed are you about the Queen dying?
Oh, look, it's just absolutely terrible. I mean, as a self-employed person... Yes. They've got this public holiday they've suddenly announced.
Mm.
And, you know, I had a gig booked in on that day,
yeah.
Which has now been cancelled. Yeah. So because the Queen's died, I mean, I'm grieving, but not over the Queen. I'm grieving the loss of a fee.
Look, I have to disagree with you there, Andrew, because I reckon one day is not enough. I reckon we need to go the federal path. I'm devastated. I'm just so devastated. I think we need 15 days off, just like federal parliament.
just like Parliament. Well, it's a big grieving thing, isn't it? So you're really shattered.
Oh, there's a huge risk that at any moment during this podcast, I'm just going to burst into tears.
Yeah, I can feel the emotion. Oh, Charles, it's okay. Look, I would hug you if you weren't in Los Angeles and me in Melbourne, but I know it's a hard time for all of us. It's a hard time for all of us. But look, you know, we have been allocated a space for grieving at least. It is big though. Yes. It's almost as hard, I think, as Warnie, as when we lost Warnie.
Yes. It's up there, isn't it? It's sort of
I mean the coverage hasn't yet reached the
Warnie levels.
The levels of Warnie. I don't expect it will, because you know the Queen's death is second in history.
It's not really. But I think I would say it's 3/5 of a Warnie though, the Queen dying. Don't you reckon?
A Warnie, it's a measurement of grief, isn't it? It's a measurement of historical impact. It's like, you know, World War II, that was about 80% of a Warnie.
Well, I mean, like 9/11 was like 95% of a Warnie.
Yeah, that was almost a Warnie.
Yeah.
That was pretty big. Like, that was major.
Pretty earth-shattering.
That was major.
Yeah.
It was kind of a where were you when moment.
But
Still, nothing will get up there.
I don't think the Queen qualified as a where you win, because everyone was just asleep, weren't they? I mean,
well, she certainly was. I'm not sure what was the time. I don't know what the time of day was.
I don't know. It came through here. I was awake in LA. Like, I was in LA, and it would have been. It was in the morning. Like I know, because I then rushed to my computer and typed out an impertinent email about it, and that went out at 3 a.m. Sydney time, which means I think everyone was asleep.
Oh, we were all asleep. Well, we kind of missed out, I feel, didn't we? And it was not like the Twin Towers where we had wonderful footage, you know, that we all be shocked by. I mean, I'm disappointed that there wasn't a camera running on the Queen, you know, at the moment when she expired. Because I feel that we would have had something to share, you know, something to be shocked by, some good visuals for the news.
I think if Harry and Meghan had managed to turn up, they're modern enough that they would have videoed it.
Oh, they would have Instagrammed the whole thing. Yeah, that would have been a TikTok for sure. Absolutely.
Maybe that's why Meghan wasn't invited.
Yeah, they didn't.
That's why.
Yes.
Yes, because it was unseemly to live broadcast the Queen carking it.
Oh, how old-fashioned. I reckon it would have got as many.
They've got to modernise. The royal family's got to modernise.
You'd be shareable. You've got to create a shareable death these days.
Yes.
That's what it's all about.
Oh, it would have gone viral. It definitely would have gone viral.
Yeah, bite-sized pieces.
I gather that there hasn't really been any other news other than the royal family.
Look, in Australia, here where I am, Charles, I know you're in America. Yes. And it would have been a minor news item on page 48, I imagine, when the Queen died for you. Yeah.
Well, it never made the top of the New York Times. Like, it was always second to... Because you know that Ukraine has basically beaten Russia in the war and Russia is about to collapse. I think Putin's about to be booted out.
Oh, look, there's nothing on the Queen. Look, forget that, Charles, forget that. So stuff's been happening with the Queen. Big stuff. I have scoured the pages, Charles, of the newspapers to find out the really big juicy details about the Queen's passing and about the King taking over and all this sort of. And I want to give a bit of a quiz to you across the ocean, as I know you are.
Okay. Yes.
See just how many details you might have gleaned, and if you don't know them, just guess. Okay.
Well, I think I will have gleaned none because I am completely out of the loop. Blissfully. In fact, I'll tell you. Look, I wasn't going to reveal this, but the reason I actually came to America is I got a hot tip that they were going to kill the Queen, and. And so I came over here knowing
who the Americans were. What?
No. The Royals were gonna bump her off.
Oh, just put her down,
Charles. Yeah. They were gonna put her because that's how it works. You don't die naturally when you're in the royal family. It's always
true, isn't it?
I mean, even the Queen's grandfather. They injected it. This is true. They injected him with cocaine and morphine, like a lethal dose of it. So that he would die before midnight because they didn't want him to die after midnight because that was the print deadline for the morning papers. And they didn't want his death to be announced in the evening papers because they were a bit sort of, you know, tabloidy.
What a fabulous
They wanted
way
it to
go.
Be announced in the Times.
And morphine. I mean, this sounds like the most wonderful death. They've had it good, the royals, haven't they, in recent years, like compared to the beheadings that they used to get. You know.
Yes.
The assassin.
Oh, yeah.
They don't have that anymore. Now they get to be a wonderful drug cocktail and just drift off happily. Do you think they did the same thing with the Queen, do you think? With the gave her a lot of G&Ts.
Oh, yeah, I'm sure. I'm sure they did. Yeah. It's a very common form of death in Hollywood as well, actually, which is where I am. So.
I'll expect the same from you later tonight.
Yeah. Now, I hope so.
Here's a quiz for you. All right, question one, Charles Firth. What inappropriate thing was hastily removed from the Queen's hearse while it was driven from Balmoral to Edinburgh?
Oh, my God. Did they forget to remove Prince Philip's body? Because that was the last death, wasn't it?
Oh, no. Imagine that. Oh, no, it's still in it. Still in the car.
It's a bit smelly.
Well, that does happen when you're in a busy family, doesn't it? You leave stuff in the car by mistake. Yeah. Oh, I do that with my wife. I say, have you seen those shoes? Oh, they're in the car.
What did they do with his? Did they put him like Weekend at Bernie's style on the roof so they could fit the Queen into?
Now, that would have been some footage. That would have been.
Okay, so it wasn't that?
Incorrect. No. The correct answer, the thing that they had to hastily remove from the hearse was the
Diana.
Oh, Charles Firth. No, stop listing dead royals, please. Yeah. They had to remove the funeral director's logo, which was advertising the company on the side of the hearse. He's driving along, said William Purvis, funeral director. And they realised...
What was the ad? Like, thinking of dying? Call us now.
it's probably some really garish, cheap, tacky ad with a guy's smiling face. You know, funerals. Call us now.
No, Mind you, I mean, how valuable would the product placement have been had he left it on?
Oh, well, huge.
That would be, that's billions of dollars.
I mean, you'd knock off your friends and relatives just to use the company. You'd be so excited, wouldn't you? Say, oh, they did the Queen. Yes.
This Mother's Day, celebrate the extraordinary women in your life with a heartfelt gift from Blue Nile. Whether it's for your mom, a mother figure, or yourself as a mom, find that perfect piece to express your love and appreciation. Explore Blue Nile's exquisite pearls and mesmerizing gemstones that she's sure to love. Enjoy fast shipping options like guaranteed free shipping and returns. Make this Mother's Day unforgettable with a piece from Blue Nile. Right now, get up to 50% off at BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
The Chaser Report. News a few days after it happens.
Okay, question number two for you, Charles. Now, people are grieving, like yourself.
People
are grief-stricken. They're leaving flowers and other things in the park outside of Buckingham Palace. They're leaving, you know, nice tributes. But which items, according to the news, have been banned from being left there?
Ooh, okay. So you're not allowed to leave things. So you're allowed to leave flowers?
Yes, you are. Well, yes. Yes, you are.
Okay. Well, I suppose there's two things that come to mind. One would be pipe bombs, maybe.
Okay. You've seen through the technicalities of me asking this very open-ended question. There's probably a lot of things you're not allowed to leave there. And pipe bombs probably one
but
of them.
Is it tributes to Princess Diana, just out of interest? Is that thing?
No, I don't think they're still there, Charles. No.
Or effigies of the Queen? Yeah. Like life-size effigies of the dead
Queen?
No,
I think you're allowed to. Well, look, I think you may be allowed to. It depends what they're made of.
It'll be food. It'll be food.
Incorrect. Actually, I think, interestingly, you probably could use food because it's biodegradable. Mm. So the specifically what the Daily Mail says has been completely specifically banned are Paddington bears. Apparently, children are leaving huge numbers of Paddington bears and marmalade sandwiches outside the palace.
So wait a minute, why is that banned? Well, what's wrong with that?
The problem is a Paddington bear doesn't degrade. You know, it'll be there for decades. So, you know, they want stuff that's going to rot.
Won't they just clean it up? Didn't they have servants?
Well, apparently not. They've urged people, even if you leave flowers, they've said, please leave them unwrapped. Otherwise, you'll be
because they want them to just disintegrate away. A bit like the Queen, really, as well.
Well, I guess she is. I guess she's allowed to be left there. Yeah. Maybe that's where they put her, just out the front to be collected by the council on bin night. I don't really know. I haven't read those details.
They have to attach a note with the booking number.
Yeah, of course. Yes, I mean, you don't want to be missed. All right, here's
old monarch. You know, number 103287 booked on the 10th of September.
Hard rubbish day, along with this mattress. Now, here's another question for you. Okay, now what fate has befallen the Queen's beloved corgis?
Oh, now I know this. I actually do know this because Queen Elizabeth was quoted as saying that she couldn't bear the thought of the corgis surviving her. So I presume they've all been put down.
What? In honour of her wishes.
Yes. Because she couldn't bear the thought that...
That's what she meant. I don't think that's what she meant. She's not an Egyptian pharaoh who insists that her pets get entombed with her child.
But she said, that's why they stopped breeding them a few years ago, because she couldn't bear the thought of them being without her.
Okay.
I think that makes total sense.
Look, they've suffered a fate perhaps even worse than what you've suggested, Charles. According to the tabloid news, and this story, mind you, the information was given by a source. But according to a source, the Queen's corgi had been left to Prince Andrew.
Oh, no.
He's been...
Oh, no. And they'd be all under 16. So he'd be looking them up and down. All very... Firstly.
Oh, no. It's kind of, I feel like if that's true, it's kind of her revenge on Prince Andrew, isn't it? It's like, you disgraced the family, so now you get to look after the bloody dogs. Because it's not a gift, is it? If you're suddenly given all these yappy corgis to look after.
And she's got dozens, doesn't she? She's got
hundreds.
There'd be a real bore to...
Thousands.
Yeah, there'd be a real bore to clean up after. I mean... Although you just do what Dom does and not pick up the poo after they go to the toilet.
Oh, you could, like Dom the non-dog poo picker. Yeah. Did you know that if you're listening, if you know that Dom Knight, who's not here at the moment, doesn't pick up his dog poos, just so you know, it'd be worth sending him a tweet about that.
Yeah.
All right, I've got one final question for you. According to the news, what is the scientific reason for King Charles's red sausagey fingers? I mean, have you seen them? Have you seen photos?
I've seen them.
Seen the pictures?
Oh my God. I think that I've been thinking that the Chaser Annual this year, that should be the photo on the front cover. But then I talked to the publisher saying, I think that's just hilarious. And she was going, But yeah, like no one will buy that book.
Hey, it's pretty off-putting, isn't it? You'd have to have a brown paper bag around the book or something.
Yeah. Yeah. So what? I mean, I actually looked it up. I looked up what are the scientific reasons for fat fingers when I saw that photo, because I just thought this is so weird. Like, is he about to die or something?
Okay, so you've researched it. What did you find?
So, well, it's fluid retention. Like, that's clear. And there are, there's lots of drugs that can make you do that. But I think that the excuse that the royal family uses is that he's an avid gardener and that he pricks his fingers a lot.
Oh, okay. And I haven't, you've got more information than me on this quiz. I hadn't heard about the gardener thing.
Yeah, which I think it was a total lie. Like I don't think it was true. Because you saw him shushing away the... Like, he can't even pick up a pen stand.
Oh, yes.
He's not going to fucking garden. Like, this is just bullshit. In fact, I've just worked out the reason why we're getting a fucking holiday for the Queen dying is because that's the only thing they know how to do really well, which is doing nothing at all.
Yeah.
So it's very appropriate to just have a day where you don't work, because that's what the fucking royals do.
I think we've solved it. I think we've solved it, Charles. We can wrap it right there.
But no, so what's your answer? What's your answer?
No, well, you've answered it. You had even more information than me. I think it was fluid retention was one possible thing that a doctor, the news tracked down some poor doctor and demanded that he explain Charles' sausage fingers. He also suggested maybe arthritis was another possible cause.
Yeah, because that's true. They give you anti-inflammatory medication when you've got arthritis. So that would make sense.
Mm.
I mean, the question is, does it mean he's going to die soon? Because it doesn't look like the figure of health, does it?
Well, look, Charles, this doctor actually said no. He said the sausage fingers are not a sign of imminent death.
Oh,
so you don't have to panic if you look down and you've got like a can of Frankfurts on your hands. It's fine. You can live many, many years with those sausages.
Because I was thinking maybe we could get a 2-for-1 deal from that funeral director who had to remove
the
logo.
We know his phone number now. It's been on the side of the hearse half the time.
Okay, well, thank you for bringing it. I'm sure people just haven't had enough royal coverage. So
yes,
I'm glad
that was the problem. I wanted to fill a gap in the market.
You really filled a gap in the market, Our gear is from Rode Microphones, and we're part of the Acast Creative Network. Catch you tomorrow.
Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/newsadfree. That's amazon.com/newsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.